Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. Good morning. It's now 11 minutes past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Honored to have you with us weekday mornings as we look at the issues of our lives and our times. What an amazing time to be alive in America and really anywhere in the world, but especially in the United States of America, given the prominence that our country has occupied for really most all of my life, certainly all my adult life, and probably yours as well, and yet to see how we are in many ways dropping the ball, and Christians, I believe Christians are just being begged. The circumstances are begging for Christians and the church to rise up and be a voice of clarity and wisdom and a resource to get ourselves out of some of the dilemmas that we're in. By the way, I don't have all the details on this. I have all the details. I think, are we going to, is George Frazier on the line? Okay, we're good to go to George. I want to tell you about this in just a few moments. There's news out about Social Security that I have to tell you about. Social Security benefits are appearing as though they're on the verge of being cut, not only for current day recipients, but soon to be Social Security benefits recipients. Boy, if that's not an opportunity for the church to wise up and to rise up and be a clarion voice to speak the truth boldly about the idea of retirement and how people can plan for their futures and such, now is our opportunity. It's a looming crisis for a lot of people, but I think the church can and should respond to it. I'll tell you about that coming up in just a few moments. Let's talk about the 12 steps, shall we? Is there a 12-step group that meets in your church? I hope so. If not, you can probably find a church nearby that has a 12-step recovery program in it for those struggling with addictions of a variety of sorts. But it wasn't all that long ago where it's very difficult to find a church-based, Christian-based, Christ-focused 12-step group in a church anywhere in the U.S. of A. George Frazier co-hosts the Real Recovery Program that airs both on Saturdays and Sundays here on the Faith Radio Network. He's a licensed addictions counselor and a recovering person himself. He joins us on our newsline once again. George, welcome back. Good to talk to you.
Austin, it's been a while. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
Yes. We'll marvel again here at how the 12 steps have been buoyed along in such productive and life-giving ways in churches here in just a moment. Let's talk about steps 8 and 9. You and your co-host, Bill Arnold, you work on the 12 steps and sort of go through them each episode by episode of your program. Steps 8 and 9 are waiting in the wing. What's going on here?
Well, here's what we're doing. We're making a list of all persons that we've done harm to and that we're willing to make amends. And then in step 9, we're making direct amends wherever possible, except when to do so would injure other people. And what we're trying to do here is not just say the program, we're walking the walk. And so once we make a decision to turn our will and our life over to the care of God, we understand it to be Jesus Christ. There's some work that needs to be done, and we need to go make reparations for the things that we've done that we shouldn't have done or things we could have done and didn't do. So it's a double whammy here.
It is a double whammy. What do you mean by that, though?
Well, I think for me, the last time I was in rehab, I remember my dad said to me, "You did all these things, blah, 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 boy." Talk about having details and things. And mm-hmm. At the end, he said, "Son, what do you have to say for yourself?" And I said, "Dad, I'm really sorry." And he said, "George, a real man, if he's truly sorry, he doesn't do it anymore." So we not only have to be willing to stop our behavior, but we have to make things right. And let's be honest, are you willing to not do what you did? Are you going to stop drinking? Are you going to stop gambling? Do you feel bad enough to do that? And the other thing is, how many things could we have done for God with the talents he gave us instead of worshiping ourselves and our own pleasure? And boy, that hit me hard, Austin. That's a big one. So we have sins of commission and sins of omission.
Yeah. George Frazier, co-host of the Real Recovery Program. He's on our newsline on Faith Radio as we talk about the 12 steps, specifically steps 8 and 9. George, I love the way you spell that out, and I want to say this is obvious and just sort of intuitive for you, but my goodness, it bears repeating. The way you explain those steps and those illustrations from your own life, that applies to me, that applies to everybody, whether we have an identifiable, easy access, addictive sort of sin, we're addicted to alcohol or pain meds or narcotics or whatever it is, or gambling, as you point out, or maybe our flaws, our sinfulness aren't quite as obvious as an addiction per se. They still apply. I mean, these are universal truths, are they not?
Absolutely. And what we're really talking about is addiction is idolatry. I put myself above God. Now, maybe if you're just have an anger issue, you don't go out like I do when you relapse and wind up in jail or the, you know, first story on the nightly news. But we still are away from God and not doing what he wants us to do. So we're not getting the blessing, the peace that can only come from being in obedience to God. So sin and addiction really walk hand in hand.
George, for the church leader, whether it's a pastor or a lay church leader, maybe an elder in a church that's listening to this, and maybe they've heard you and I talk about this before, perhaps they've heard your program, Real Recovery, and they're saying, you know, we should look into, you know, a 12-step group in our church one of these days. And maybe this is a service that we need to be offering in our church. And gosh, maybe there are people who are struggling with addictions in our church that maybe might benefit from a 12-step program. They're kind of thinking about it. What do you tell that person?
Well, I think there's a couple things you can look at. It might be a great sermon to maybe look at the book of Acts, Austin, and talk about the first century church that everybody gathered together, and they talked about their brokenness and share that in a sermon and say, hey, we're going to start a 12-step group here for hurts, habits, and hang-ups for people to come. And during worship isn't the proper time, but we could do that here. Or probably announce in your sermon asking if there are people in the congregation, and I'm sure there are, that are attending, you know, recovery groups, and if they'd like to start one in the church. I think being open and honest is a great start here.
I love it. George Frazier, co-host of the Real Recovery Talk program. You hear it Saturdays. You hear it Sundays. Get all the info you need at myfaithradio.com. Steps 8 and 9, they will be addressed in further detail. George, love what you do. Good to talk to you, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Austin. Have a great weekend.
And to you as well. 18 minutes past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. I am Austin Hill. Don't go away. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.